Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Where are my glasses? Oh, no, I've lost my glasses. How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to A Royal Mess. It is Friday night. We are here with Megan's Mole out the door, you lucky people. We have some more panel members coming to join us, and we are starting our guests from this Friday coming, because Ron is a week behind everything and underestimated the sheer amount of getting the Nico series ready. Yeah. But we've got an amazing guest for you next week, and we'll be announcing it on Monday. We've got, you know, a lot to sort of chit-chat about this evening. We've got the changes that are happening in the Daily Show. We've got our wonderful conversation with Megan's Mole. I will say as well, finally, for those who have been following me and my George the Giant Slayer email saga, we have finally touched base. George and I are going to be doing an interview and a live in July for you wonderful people. But we're also going to be launching a new series together, okay, just for you nerds out there. All right, we are going to be doing probably a monthly live stream where we open up a bunch of collectibles and cards. And really, we are fully grown men aware of how nerdy this is. We don't know what channel or where yet, but it's certainly something that is two grown men feeding their want for nerdiness. So come and join us there. If you're being over on Sean's live this evening, put a one in the side chat. Let me know if it's still running because I can't check. And whilst you guys are doing that, Molly, how are you? I think this is the first time we've ever started the show together.
This is very big, isn't it?
I think this could be the biggest moment ever.
Where is the fanfare music? Where is the
trumpets? Do you know what's really funny, right? So for next week, I've got a whole new soundboard lined up. I've got a whole bunch of games for us and the audience to play. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a little slight change in format because
we need it.
It's not even that we need it, right? It's just Megan and Harry aren't doing anything that I can entertainingly comment over. Do you know what I'm saying? Give us a cooking show. Drop another jam. I got 4 days worth of content out of that first load of jam. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're kind of going to be applying the same thing here because just beating a dead horse over and over again, no one really wants that. And my lighting is on top form again today. Hang on. There we go. So, Molly, how have you been? What's been going on with you? Give everybody a monster update as well.
A monster update. Well, Monster's doing well. I got to thank everyone who's been sending like thoughts and prayers and well wishes and just emails, DMs, like just asking about him giving me tips. I got to say thank you for that. Monster is doing well. He's got his cone off. Finally, the cone of shame has come off. He is walking around, but the thing is he's still like limping on his back leg, but he's trying to use it. The little guy is just a trooper. I mean, he doesn't complain, unlike Harry, right? Harry would be like, my leg.
Yeah.
Bring me some Elizabeth Arden cream for my leg.
Yeah, put him in a happy place. But yeah. How's he sort of recovered from all? Is he still the same little monster? How's he doing? Because there's nothing more.
Well, the thing is, because I have to like keep him kind of in an enclosed space.
Yeah.
The vet wanted me to keep him in a crate and I would never. So I keep him in a little enclosed space. And anytime I leave the house, because the weather is warm, I won't take him out because then he has to sit in the car. So he hates sitting at home. Like he does the whole, I'm so sad. Look, how dare you leave me at home? But he's recovering well in general. Like he's trying to use his leg. I mean, he started humping his toy. So he
to be honest,
what?
That's all that Paula and I were. Paula was really, she was very distressed, right? The monster was going to recover, but wouldn't have his stride, shall we say. So luckily, Paula, you look like you've like consumed like youth potion today or something. You look like you've like gone back in time about 10 years. What is it you do on that farm? I'm getting very suspicious. I'm going to send the drones in. I'm sure you're feeding things to those plants that you shouldn't be. The harvest gods, I'm telling you. Did you not feed anyone to the harvest gods this year? And is that why the rains came? I'm watching you, Paula. I'm watching you.
But how's so Monster's doing okay, Molly?
Yeah.
He's getting better by the day. Yeah, thank you. I see Siri is under the covers. It looks like you're hiding a man under your blanket.
Do you know, funny because I think she's letting us all know that she's disgusted that we've taken her human from her. Because she does it in the morning and she does it when we go live. And it's almost, Paula can deny this, but there's been a couple of times Siri's woken up, gone off camera, Paula's looked at Siri, and then she's just dropped out the freaking live stream. Okay, so I don't know what the dog has said to her or what the dog has done. I'm pretty sure the dog is in control of the power sometimes. But big shout out to Siri. We love her. We love her.
We love Siri. We all love Siri.
But you told me that he was humping, right? That's awesome.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that his leg sometimes cramps or, like, I don't know what happens. So he'll be humping, and then he'll be like, ah! You can hear him wince all of a sudden, but he doesn't stop. I'm like,
he's just trying to build his XP back up. You know what I'm he's just trying to build his XP back up and fill those point bars. You know
what I mean? he's a little dirt bag because what he does is that he has like a lamb chop stuffy, and then he has like a tiger stuffy. And then he'll go and throw around his lamb chop stuffy and then start going at it with the tiger. And I'm like, look at this little freak.
Yeah.
You know, I try to buy Siri one of those stuffed animals because she tries to hump my arm. And she fits.
Yeah, Monster's fit too.
Well,
and she won't do it. She won't do it. She won't hump the
No, you just haven't found the right boy for her.
See, but this is because
an elephant. She won't hump him, and I even put her on top of the thing. I'm gonna say, go crazy.
I'm assuming Monster's a boy, right? Yeah.
Pardon?
And Monster's a boy, and Siri's a girl, right? Yeah. Okay. So the reason that you are so pro your dog humping stuff inside is because he's a tiny dog that you could punt across a field. I thought the same thing for Thor a few years ago. Got him a massive teddy. He started humping it in the middle of the living room. And I'm just going to be honest with you, came to completion right across the living room wall. That was the last time he was ever given a teddy bigger than this, because I was traumatized. I was completely traumatized by this. And I'm telling you, little dogs, it's funny. Big dogs, it is just a marigold and disinfectant scenario. So, yeah.
I don't know. This is the first time I have a little daughter and a daughter. I've always had male.
Correct.
Kids, you know, my furry babies have been always male, right? So she is my first, and I mean, my son, you know, my son is like, Mom, can you send me videos of Siri? You haven't sent me videos. And he goes, oh, I miss her so much. And I said, how about me? No, I miss you too, but of course, you know, but I'm sick and tired of that, you know, but I understand it.
Do you know those crazy, you ever seen those crazy people that put harnesses on their cats and walk their cats like their dogs?
No, around here where I am, they stick them in strollers. They have little
with cat That's strollers. A whole different thing. That's a I'm whole different you, thing, right?
We got a whole area of town where
we've got them too. We've got them too.
Put their cats and their little dogs in these little strollers and walk them around.
I don't get that. But listen, have you seen the people that walk their cats on leashes, right? So that was me today. My mom has these two amazing cats, and they want to be outdoor cats. My mom's 75, and she's a bit terrified that they get obliterated by a car, which is understandable because they're not, you know, when you have pets like Monster and Siri, they're not normal pets. They've got personalities. They're loved. They're people, right? That's what these cats are. And the boy Binks, Mr. Binks, I had him on his harness outside today. And he is like an animated Disney creature when it comes to jumping and trying to catch things in midair and chasing things and running them down. And I was that mad guy today walking a cat on a leash. And it's funny when you have a German Shepherd and you're sort of trained to sternly pull a dog back or, you know, point it in the right direction. Can't do that with a cat, mate. You freaking do that and the cat just goes, you know, it goes flying. So a little bit of a learning curve, but the cat loved it. What a good time. If you've got indoor cats, get a harness, take the little guy outside, let him go for a wee wander. But it wasn't around the streets, Paula. I kept it in the garden. I wasn't ready to publicly shame
I'm
myself.
Surprised he allowed it because usually cats are very independent that way. And I'm gonna say, in my defense, yes, I do take Siri out with a stroller, but
no, you do not.
Shut up.
Right. No, you need to go away. I can't do it.
I gotta tell you why though.
No.
I take her around, not when she's at the farm, but when she's here and I take her for a walk around here.
Molly and I aren't being part of this.
There's a lot of big dogs and they and she
no, gets say what you said again. You put Siri in a what?
Right.
Get ready to clip this, everyone. This is a perfect. I want YouTube shorts of this, okay? Tomorrow. Tell us again. What do you do with your dog? Respectable woman, former diplomat, like journalist, YouTuber. What do you do with your dog?
Well, I take her out on her stroller, which is pink.
Because that's the term I use. IG. Oh, God. That's so funny.
I really have to because I used to take her out on her own on the streets. But they're big dogs and they come around and I get scared. City gets scared. I don't want her defiled by those big dogs, you know.
I get that. You have a reason.
Okay? And also it looks posh. I got to tell you, it looks posh too.
Looks mental. No, no one is looking at anybody that takes her dog out in a pram. And go,
I like really more posh. A pram sounds really
posh. Also, do you know that we've got a limited edition piece of merch coming out about you, Paula?
Oh, fuck no way.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
Is that compass thing?
No, wait. Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
No.
Okay, do you know who Gandalf the Wizard is?
Yes, I do.
So at one point in Lord of the Rings, Gandalf is on a bridge fighting a big monster, right? He slams his staff down and says, "You shall not pass," right? So you are going to be on the bridge as Gandalf, right? Just Gandalf with a little Paula head saying, "Roboot shall not come pass." Okay. And it will be out soon. It will be available for a couple of weeks only. And we're going to buy every sale of that particular bit of merch.
You know, you're going to make me go mute because I'm terrified now speaking it because, you know.
It's too funny.
I'm going to tell Diana to come on this chat so she can have my back.
No, it's got nothing to do with how you're saying anything. It's because we're friends and you do too many things really well for me not to bust your chops. But all sales of that merch, we're going to put all the money into buying whatever extra things you need to deal with the apocalypse on the farm, whether it's like extra things or whatever. We'll probably only sell two, one for me and then, you know, one to somebody else.
I'll buy one.
But still.
Molly, you have with Monster. When you go out do you take Monster out? Do you take him on a leash or how do you do it?
Well, when he was little, like just a little fluff ball, he would be on his leash and walking on the ground where he belongs. And then if he gets tired, I would use my arms and carry him or just pop him into my handbag at the time.
Yep. Can you just please do me a favor and be honest with Paula?
City's not that small. And I just took her to the vet and she's almost 11 pounds overweight, which is twice her body weight. I looked at the vet and I said, "I don't know why she's so heavy." And then the vet looked at me like, "Really? You don't know why she's so heavy?"
Wow.
She's on a diet. She's not talking to me.
Okay, Molly. Molly, one second. I need you to be brutally honest with our good friend Paul here.
What?
What is the common thought when you see a woman or a man walking past with a tiny dog in a pram? What goes through your brain?
Can I just preface what my comment is going to be? When I used to work back in the medical industry, I used to take medicine to like a nut house, and there was this woman who would pretend to have a pram, and I would always see her at the nut house walking around with her pram. So every time I see these people pushing these prams with their animals around, my thought goes there. Not me. These people are crazy. I mean, maybe a little bit, but they love their animals. I get it.
Yeah, no, I get it too. I get it. Right. But self-awareness.
I'll tell you what happened. In my defense, is that stupid Instagram. You know how you get those stories suggested to you? And I get a bunch of dash on, right? And then I see this lady in an airport with this pink pram and a stroller and this sausage, and I go, that looks cute. It's the first time I've done this with a puppy, you know, with a dog.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Henrik, and Henrik goes, "Oh, we have to get one." And he sent it, and I was embarrassed to do it, but then I said, "Screw it," you know, like I don't want her to get her paws.
All power to you, because if we had met in a world where you had came to like a podcast meeting, and we were doing an interviews for a Royal Mess, and you brought the dog in a pram, I wouldn't have let you in the building, okay? And how bad a judgment would that have been? Because you're awesome. But that is, do you know, I love the fact because you are very passionate about your work. You're very stern. You deliver things in a very articulate and assertive manner. Assertive manner. That's why I like to bust your chops about the words. But this
I don't mind. I talk to myself in the supermarket whenever I go buy
food. Yeah, no, we all do that. Like, there's a difference between talking to your dog like a person and putting a goddamn pram. Okay. Goddamn pram.
Do you love me? I think people think I'm insane. You know, now that you mention it. Yeah.
Oh, listen, that is the maddest thing about you.
Ron, I think you're just jealous because you want someone to push you around in a pram all day.
Oh, listen, first of all,
I bet you would love that with like a little umbrella over top. And some of these prams, you can get them bedazzled. Okay. You can get them jeweled and blinged out. Yeah. You can get custom.
You can bedazzle anything, really. Do you know what I'm saying? But
I think that's a good idea, Molly.
I wouldn't like the pram situation. I wouldn't like the pram situation, Molly.
I think you would. I think you would. With a diaper on, you would. A la Harry, you would.
Okay. All right. All right. Paula, tell us.
You probably like it.
Do you realize that this is a historical event to this show today? Because it's the first time Molly and I opened the show.
Right? Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Ooh, Molly's amazing. Yes.
Roger. Yes.
Molly's amazing. And what was the opening? I hope it was something kinky, Molly.
Oh. No, nothing special. No fanfare, nothing.
Yeah, no, listen. Oh, listen.
How dare you?
We're trying to keep it profesh here. We're trying to keep it profesh. We've got to keep it profesh for the first 30 minutes. Then anarchy can reign.
No, so Molly's back humping, which is excellent.
I'm not humping. That's Monster. Monster's I'm not humping anything. You just said Molly is back humping. I'm not.
No,
humping.
Monster. I said Monster is back
humping. Oh, I beg to differ. You said Molly. Flip it, guys. Flip it. That's the second one.
That was a Freudian slip. That was a Freudian slip.
And what's Ron not going to lie about? Ron in a nappy. Ron not going to lie. Definitely not Ron in a nappy. The whole that.
Come on, you would love it. Ron
is I spend too much
baby bottle.
No. What is happening? Listen.
Ron likes to be spanked or smacked.
Okay. All right. This is an interesting turn.
Bad Ron.
No, I'm well behaved. But no, I spent too many of my teenage years on cheap booze, being pushed around in supermarket trolleys and then being left to roll down a hill. So nah, I've got trauma there. I've got trauma.
Oh, God. I know, guys, you're going to give me a hard time about Siri. And I'm only feeding her twice a day now. And I'm not giving her any treats. And because I used to feed her five times a day. It's small portions, but still. Yeah.
It's only you're killing her with love, all right? I'm going to put this up. I'm going to let you stare at that judgment and that comment. Yeah, okay.
No, I do feel guilty, but there's also a lady who comes and helps my mom, right? And whenever I'm at the farm, I come back and she's got, and I looked at her, Doña Patricia, she goes, oh, I gave her just a couple of eggs and a little bit of meat. And I'm like, please, because eggs are very, too many eggs are not good for her. She's only supposed to have like 440 calories, but.
Yeah, listen, I get it. We used to have a dog called TJ, and she hurt her back legs, got really overweight, and was so overweight, she was selected by the vet to be part of a national dog weight loss program, and then I think she came second out of the whole country. She nailed it. She looked great. But it's fascinating how we know what we're doing to our animals. We know that we need to cut things back and all the rest of it, but it's their little faces, right? We get it. Do you know, Paula, If you can get access to a dehydrator, do you know what a dehydrator is? It's like a machine that sucks liquid out of stuff. No. Okay. Well,
I think she's retaining water, actually. That's what I think.
Oh, listen.
I mean, Molly, you told me that Monster was a little bit chubby for a while, right, Molly? Mm-hmm. You told me that.
Yeah, he was.
And how did how long did it take you to wean him out of that weight?
Not too long. Not too long because I found out Monster is allergic to chicken. So he doesn't eat any products. And what is it, Ron?
Sorry, I need to defend the dog here. It was second in the competition for how much weight she lost. So she was second in the whole country for how much weight she lost. But she was a chunky girl. So it wasn't second in the country for how chunky she was. It was second in the country for how much weight she lost. Whoop,
whoop. Go for it, Molly. What were you saying? How did you get him to lose weight?
So basically, I cut out chicken. I found out what he was allergic to because apparently, like, Shih Tzus have a lot of, like, food allergies. Like, they don't handle certain foods very well. So all duck, I mean, bird products like duck, chicken, whatnot, I cut that out and then I took his usual portion, but then I split it up into like days, like throughout the days, so he can have like a little bit in the morning and then the rest at nighttime. I mean, the first couple days, they're whiny and like cranky, but then after that, after the third day, they're fine. They adjust.
Oh my God, Ron.
I saw this. This was so cute. Cut the sound, Ron, so you don't get copyright.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the sound should be cut. There we go.
What the hell is that?
It's a little Pomeranian.
Dogs stay so still.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the crazy part to me that I can't like wrap my head around.
Nah. Look at that. No. He is cute. Jeez, look at the wee leg.
You know, there's a Canadian YouTuber that is dog, it's called like something grooming girl dogs or something. She has over 2 million.
Oh my God,
that is all so right. Cute.
All right, I'm cutting us off. I'm cutting us off. We're gonna derail fast if we're staring at fluffy palms.
Oh my God, no, Monster is so cute. Does Monster, I guess that Monster doesn't stay still when you're grooming him.
Hell no.
Yeah, no, Thor is pretty good with the grooming. He's good with all the stuff, the nail cut and everything. But again, like he's a massive dog. You need to have a proper alpha position with a big dog. Even though he's a person and he's a lovable rogue, he is a deadly machine. You know, he's a deadly, deadly creature. There's no messing around. And he likes to kill things. He's kind of like Jekyll and Hyde. Lovely with people and their little female dogs. Everything else must die. That's Thor's mindset. Everybody, as well, if you're watching,
have you sent a picture of Monster for Ron to post, Molly?
No, I'll send it to him.
Yeah, I was actually looking for one.
And when are the stitches coming out?
I have to talk to the surgeon on the 9th, so in a couple days.
Ooh, poor little thing.
Mystic Whispers, why are you crying? What's going on there? Why? What's happened?
I think somebody's pet died or something. Send a picture of Monster.
No.
Send a picture of Monster. You know, and Molly sent me that thing. And, you know, I know that you guys think that humping is not a big deal, but for dogs who do it all the time, they miss it and they need to do it. Oh, my God.
Mystic, that is so sad.
I'm sorry.
Everyone send massive cyber hugs to Mystic Whispers because I've got a German Shepherd. And I've had dogs before, and he's the only dog I've ever had from a puppy. And the bond that, and it's the fact that he's a puppy, the fact that he's a large breed, the fact that he's a shepherd. I'm so sorry to hear that, Mystic, honestly. Sending loads of positive.
Yeah, that's
share cool. Queenie. I'm not sharing Queenie's pics without Queenie's permission. Absolutely not. Okay, here's Monster. He is just freaking adorable. He does look like an Ewok, I'm not going to lie. Like, if you ever needed to go fancy dress, you could dress up and just go full Ewok with this guy.
Cute. Oh, Molly, look at his little face.
He looks like he has lip gloss on.
Yeah.
But he's so cute. Oh, my God. And he's such a furry. But you can put Monster in a suitcase. I can't put that thing there. She's so big now, you know? She's like, she won't.
Have you ever seen? You tell me you couldn't fit your dog in a suitcase. That you're just crazy. You seen how big suitcases are? You can squeeze her in a suitcase.
My purse or on her purse. Oh,
listen. Yeah, she's got, that's because she's got a push chair. You don't need to put her in your purse. She's got a freaking limo. That's like that's a dog limo. And Mystic, all of these hearts and all of this is coming at you right now. Also, everybody, the new tablet is here, but sadly, I need to make a new number for the WhatsApp because I can't figure it.
Did he share his lip gloss with M?
I know, I just saw that too.
Who's lip gloss?
That's hilarious. Monster's lip gloss.
He's so cute. He's so cute.
He's adorable. He is adorable. He really is.
Like his mama. His mama's very cute too. So yeah, you go. So what's up, guys? So what's going on in the world? You should pull up Molly's ex because I haven't been able to be anywhere. I just got back from
the farm. Just send me a link and I'll pull it up. That's how
Molly,
we do.
Can you send it to him? The link Molly. To your.
Do we really have to listen to a woman who pushes her dog around in a pram?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you do. Let me see. I'll send it to you. I have it here. I'll send it to you. Because I haven't had a chance. I just came back from the farm. So I've been Here we go.
I need to do something with my hair. It's like it's the flattest I've ever seen it. I don't know what is going on.
There you go. I sent you the thing. I sent it to you. And you know, I'm really upset because I had my eyes operated in 2015 and now I'm back to wearing glasses because I'm starting to, and it shouldn't be like that because they removed the inner lens and, you know, I should have, I don't know why I have to do it now. Hey, Leticia, where are you?
Oh, she's coming. She's coming.
Okay.
All right. Molly, is there anything that is on here that if I scroll past it is going to...
No, you'll be fine. No, I don't put anything like that on there.
You know what? I love that picture of Harry, like Kardashian, showing his ass. Well, not his ass.
All right, what are we diving into first, ladies?
First of all, can we talk about this?
Yes, we can.
Just cut the sound, just in case there's any sound. Prince William zipping around on a scooter was not on my bingo card for 2024, but this is awesome. I love it.
Okay. This is up there with losing control, forgetting about your children, and dancing at the Taylor Swift concert like you just don't care. I'm loving this king. This is the king I want. I'm wanting scooter Taylor Swift king. I'm down. Yeah. I'm so
No bodyguards. I don't see any bodyguards scooting with him.
He's at the castle. Why would he need bodyguards following him?
Harry, he can't go anywhere without bodyguards.
No, but Harry's a dumbass.
Yeah, that's because Harry's annoyed a lot of international businessmen with dodgy trade deals, in my humble opinion. But I'm all for this, man. Like, what can I just say? How epic the coronation of William's going to be, right? Because unlike everyone else, there's going to be so many people that are his actual friends who are celebrities that will want to, you know, come and show support and be part of that. And I'm all for it.
Taylor Swift will sing at his concert.
Oh, we can only hope, man. I swear to God. Do you know, I've not really talked about the concert much because obviously the proposal kind of overshadowed the entire concert and talking about it all. But it was incredible. That woman sounds the same live as she does on her albums. No one cares. Let's move on. But this king, awesome, man. I'm all for this guy.
Yeah, I'm all for this guy. I saw that this morning and I was like, this is like the best PR he can get without paying for PR. Yeah. Right?
Okay. Let me paint you another picture, Bully.
Go for it.
Same video, except he's got a corgi in a pram and he's pushing it for a little walk. Well, how are we reacting to that?
Yes. I mean, if the corgi is running behind him and he's pushing a pram with, like, I don't know, with one of the kids in it.
No. You know what I'm talking about, Molly. Don't give me your nonsense. You know the dog's in the goddamn pushchair in this narrative.
Well, that should give you my answer then, right?
No. I'm too sad.
Can we talk about this real quick?
Okay. Is that something you're welcome?
I was going to make a video and I was going to troll the heck out of Andrew Holness. So Andrew Holness is the Jamaican prime minister. And when Prince William and Catherine were on their Caribbean tour, he decided, now remember, William and Catherine were invited to Jamaica to come and visit them.
Yeah.
And in front of all the press and everyone, this guy was so disrespectful to Prince William by saying, we don't want the monarchy anymore. We can take care of ourselves. We want to be independent. We don't believe in the king, all this kind of stuff. And William, being the diplomatic individual that he is, just took it, right? Just stood there. But it was super disrespectful. And now that Hurricane Beryl has hit Jamaica, he is hoping that he can speak with the king. And Prince William and Catherine have privately given private funds from their own pockets to help with the relief of Hurricane Beryl. And I'm hoping that the money that William and Catherine have sent over don't end up in his pockets and other governors' pockets and actually go to help relief. This just shows that what happened with him and his posturing and his whole, we're going to be independent from the monarchy. We don't want to have anything to do with the king and anything. And now he's like coming back like, we need help. Send us money. I hope
that's what you call a delicious slice of humble pie.
Yeah, but that was rude. I remember watching that, Molly. I actually did a video and I called him an asshole. But it's like, why? Because, and you know what the problem is, Molly? Mm-hmm. That they said that, they made the Sussex squad said, this is what happens when they force themselves up in Jamaica. They made it sound like they weren't invited. Yeah,
and what I want to know is that Harry and Meghan were just in Jamaica, and Andrew made a huge point to pose with them and say that you are our good friends. So where's the help coming from Archewell? Have they sent you any help yet? Probably not.
All I'm saying is I'm not saying that Meghan's presence in Jamaica caused this. I can't prove that, okay? But all I'm saying is, think about it. Also, I need to get it out. Is this what it looks like outside your window right now, Paula? Is this close to what you're experiencing?
No. And outside my house, no, because I'm up high. But if you go a little bit further down the street, yeah, at the farm, definitely. I will send you a video. I sent you a video the other day of that. You know, this is just after one rain. Right now, I'll send you videos because
rain doesn't sum up. One rain that's lasted for like 5 weeks is pretty.
But I want to show you what it is because
show me what's like, up.
Causes, how do you know somebody who speaks Spanish on this side? Causes, like I'm doing my. Oh my God, look at that idiot.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's Chicken Chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
They have, where the water comes and so it doesn't ditches and stuff, they're completely overflowed. And the other day I was driving and in the middle of the roads, they have these metal things. So people can go and, people in the plumbing system, they can go in and check. It just flew up from the middle of the road. So if a car had been going over it, it's a metal plate, that's in the middle of the road sometimes that you find.
Yeah.
It's the pressure of the water from underneath. It was just like a geyser. I was like, fuck, I better drive fast so it doesn't fall down on me, but it's really horrible. But I'm not glad for the people in Jamaica, clearly. But now this idiot, like you say, Molly, now he's pleading with the king. Didn't he say he didn't want any help from the king? That
They didn't want any help.
Can we get a one in the side chat? When you look at this is exactly what my student accommodation looked like. This is an exact replica of when I was a student, the living room that I had. I mean, we're talking almost to a T, apart from the fact that our coffee table was one of those big wooden spools that like industrial cable would come on, and it's thousands of meters of cable and it's a huge big round thing. Yeah. Oh my God. So
we'll... an AC. They have to be an AC because if they're in the tent where they have the equipment, that because he was a JTAC, which means that he would send the drones and they have this electric equipment. I didn't know about it, but somebody who's in the military told me that means that they were AC and they didn't allow any dust from the sand from this to come in because it could ruin the equipment.
Yeah.
He was sitting there eating goat curry, chicken curry, a fantastic curry.
Oh, it's definitely a representation of war. But I'm sorry to pull us off topic. I need to tell you a student accommodation story. I used to live with a guy. There was 12 of us living in this flat, all boys, right? All had our own rooms locked, blah, blah, blah. We lived with a guy who, for this story, we'll call Craig, right? And most of the boys had gone out and we were all going on a big mass group date with some of the girls from the other places. And they all knew that we were coming back basically to have a party with some of the other girls. Craig decides to stay home and for a laugh got this industrial strength duct tape. Now, I just want to point out, Craig is not a racist. He just does things because he's a dumbass. So he thought it'd be really funny to make a swastika out of duct tape the size of the living room wall, okay? This thing, it was like 6 foot by 6 foot, right? Funny. Oh, ha, 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 ha. We went, he tried to remove it from the wall and he ripped it off the wall and it left this huge, perfect swastika tear out of the wallpaper. And then we had 6 days to fix it before an inspection. And again, there's no race hate in here. Swastikas aren't funny, but don't play with duct tape. Don't put things up with duct tape and rip it off the wall, because we were screwed, man. Can you imagine coming home and finding your mad flatmate sat in the living room looking real pleased with the massive 6 foot by 6 foot Nazi symbol he'd made out of duct tape? Come on. No.
That doesn't bode well, usually.
No. Well, no. I mean, it's dumbassery. Do you know what I'm saying?
I want to know why 12 boys were living together. That's where I got stuck. Like, what the hell?
Hang on a minute. Hang on. 1, 2, 3. It was maybe six. Right.
Oh, now it's six? Okay, sure, buddy.
Yeah, well, it's student flats, man. Student accommodation. 24? It was wild. It was wild times.
I don't want to know.
The other part of the story, I can't say over the internet, and I'll tell you that offline. But
sounds always nasty.
It sounds like a perfect recipe for STDs and gonorrhea.
Oh, there was some stuff that got spread around.
Megan loved it there, for sure.
Gross.
There was some stuff that got spread
around. Uncle Harry, hey?
What do you think is going to happen when you've got, like, 1,000 apartments that go up one floor at a time, that go boy floor, girl floor, boy floor, girl floor, and there's 6 stories and, like, 20 buildings? It's a madness, mate. It's a madness.
Did you not notice that, Ron? That video?
Diana's
dress, Diana's necklace, but Megan's face photoshopped onto it.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Copyright. Oh, yeah. That's what you call AI and a bit of deep faking. You know, oh, God. Do you know what the funny thing is, right? Why do I feel like she has that outfit, right, for sassy?
There was an auction of Princess Diana's dresses, right, in Hollywood, Molly?
Yeah, there was one there, and I think Julian's auction house had an auction, too. So,
oh, my God, Hurricane Beryl's a madness.
Yeah, Andrew is kind of, he texted me, he said they're going to get hit on Monday, so we don't know what's going on. Yeah, I posted this earlier. They donated money after what Andrew Holness did to them. The only thing that I'm wondering is, let's see if that money actually goes to help, which I highly doubt.
It's a bitch with these corrupt people in the small countries. They always end up pocketing the aid, and people never see it.
Well, it's not just small countries, because Harry and Meghan are allegedly doing the same thing, right?
Well, Do you know what I heard? I heard it wasn't William. It was just Catherine that gave this money. William actually put up a fight and said, okay, only if I can have an electric scooter. And he subsequently got his electric scooter, went out to play and have a great time, and now we've got some money. I mean, you got to give the guy credit. That's called working the system. I like it. But I mean, it's great that you got to remember as well, they are so royal that a petty world leader making a horrible comment to them, you know, they're not going to let that get in the way of what they can do, because they're just so goddamn good at being wrong.
No, that's what I'm saying. It makes them look better. It makes Andrew Holness look like an idiot who's eating crow now, because here you invited them to your country for a royal tour. This wasn't William and Catherine just deciding, oh, we're just going to go over on a jaunt to Jamaica. No, they were invited, and you deliberately disrespected him in front of the world media.
That was horrible. You know, I was looking. Why? It's like, why do you invite somebody to your house just to trash him?
Look at those people.
It was such a bully move, you know?
That is literally... That could have been me, age 18 to 20. Like, any random picture of me. Short hair and just wondering what the fucking hell's going on.
That was Harry's entire childhood, teenage life, that he now wants to pretend that he is some sort of savior and telling people what to do, when he was a junkie most of his life, allegedly.
But do you want to hear some interesting facts, right? Let's just make some assumptions off of this, right? Let's just say, for the sake of this argument, that
Jesus,
the little tablets that Sean was put in prison for, let's see. For this discussion, that's what he's on. And let's say for this discussion, he took them regularly for a 10-year period as a teenager into his mid-20s. Let's say for this discussion. Now, what's interesting about that chemical is the euphoric feeling you get is little nerve endings in your brain being ruptured, and those are what carry serotonin to the brain. So they rupture and leak serotonin into your brain. Now, if you just go out to festivals and have, you know, one or two of these things a year, the little nerve endings are, have got a really good chance of growing back into the right little node that they came from. But if you were to take it excessively and excessively, the amount of these nerve endings that get ruptured, sometimes, you know, nerve ending A grows back into the hole that nerve ending B came out of. And this is where you get the long-term effect. And pardon my terminology, this is dated, but the schizophrenia links with that chemical.
In paranoia.
Well, yeah, but it's interesting because if we're going to discuss this in the boundaries of what the parameters we just put out there, do you think we're seeing years of chemical damage manifesting later in life? And do you think that the chemical that we're talking about is a probability for what's caused the damage? And I'll throw that to you first, Molly.
100%. 100%. It's definitely affected him. I had read an article that Harry started drinking at the age of 11 when the family was on a yacht in Greece.
Define drinking at 11.
The parents would go away, like go do their own activities, and the children were left with bottles of tequila. And
oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So not like, oh, we're in Italy, have a little bit of red wine with your pasta scenario.
No, this was like these children were getting obliterated at the age because there were no parents around. They were doing whatever. This was written in The Guardian not too long ago. I had done a video about it. But the thing is that I feel like Harry is just having all the effects of using substances. It's now hitting him and it's coming to light. And if you remember, there was an article when Harry and Meghan first started dating, it said that Meghan got Harry to stop taking his medication. So he was on some kind of medication to keep him stable. And now that you've taken him off of that, considering all the issues he has and that he hasn't gotten over, and now that he's using more substances, the guy is a complete schizophrenic nut job, in my opinion.
Well, here's a counter. I'm going to give you a counter argument.
Go for it.
So obviously we've all heard the term a misspent youth. Okay. Yeah. But during that youth, if you do follow down the path that Harry went down, you learn a lot of facts about what it is you're ingesting. The pros, the cons, the goods, the bads, the what's it cut with, all the rest of it. Now, as times went forward, things have become more accessible, purer, and cheaper, okay? So I think now, if we're seeing the continuing use, I think he's going to have it way more refined now. I don't think he's now going to be a binge user where every day he's doing stuff. I don't really see that in Harry. But I can see that he's definitely going to, in my opinion, he is going to binge, but he's not going to do it every day. He's going to have one big massive banger, if that makes sense.
I think he's a daily binger.
On the pill things?
No, I think it could be on the and the wheat. I mean the green the green, like I mean you can get your hands on everything.
Yeah.
And trust me, I'm sure there are people around Harry that will get him what he needs.
Well, I'm gonna give him a pass. I'm giving him a pass on the green.
Go ahead.
All right. So the white. Sure. So let's say then he graduated from a teenager into the white stuff from the tablets. Okay. Because that's a natural progression in someone's chemical journey 90% of the time in the UK, in my country, anyway. Right. So do you think that got a tighter grip of him? Because the main effects that the tablets will have over long time use are depression and loss of actual spinal fluid, which doesn't really apply here. But do you think we'll have seen him use the white stuff to get him out of the depression hole that he's going to be in from the tablet substance?
He could.
He already said that. He already said that he tried cocaine and it wasn't for him. He didn't like that. This. He didn't do anything for him. He's already talked about it.
Okay. So what I would say is if I was somebody who had a problem, I would admit to taking a whole bunch of things, tell a bunch of stories about them. And then the one thing I still do, I'd be like, I tried it once, didn't like it. Let's move on. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's what he said. That's what he said in his book. And
Do you believe him? I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth. If he says he didn't like it, I believe the opposite, then he must love that stuff.
I kind of get that vibe too. But that I mean, doesn't mean that you're wrong or anyone's right. It just means that's kind of what I think.
Yeah, that's so, what I think too.
Looking at these pictures, right? The hang on a minute. I'm broken it. I've broken it. Hang on a second. There we go. Oh. So looking at these pictures, you know, we can't judge him on this. He's a young lad, he's having a good time, right? What are you seeing here? You're looking at the pupils again. Is that what we're going for? Because it looks like Megan has let out a strong, like, gaseous Maximus, and he's just got a whiff of it, if that makes sense.
That looks like the lights are on, but nobody's home. He is flying high. I don't know where he is, but he's not on this universe. That's
he's doing the interview with Gavin Mate.
I'm going to push back against this one. I think you're being too harsh because...
No, I think you're just being too nice because you're just being... You don't understand. Harry is a wanker. He will always be a wanker. But I love when you push back.
I wanted more from you.
No, let's not forget that Ron thought that Harry was a genius. Remember that?
Oh, we all going to pile on Ron because of what he used to think.
You're talking about this guy who, you know, he's having a conversation there with Gabor Mate, and he's been there advocating for ayahuasca. That's why they had Gabor Mate there, because he's a big, he's a Canadian guy. He's not even a psychiatrist or anything like that. And he advocates for the use of ayahuasca. So he had that guy on to say,
What would be the problem with advocating for that?
It's not a regulated product to give to use as a psychiatrist.
Sorry, I didn't realize that. That's what the point was. Yeah. No. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't know the side effects, and you can't be advocating for kids. Oh, take that, kids who might be a little bit unstable and stuff like that. You don't do that.
You're very mistaken. It's been used for tens of thousands of years, and they're well aware of the effects. Modern medicine might not be aware of it. But the tribes, the people that have been using it for centuries are well aware of it. So I'm pushing back on the fact checking.
Okay, Ron. The most common thing is marijuana. You have marijuana. Yeah. And then you have cocaine, and then you have heroin. And then you have, those are the most popular common ones, you know, LSD, crack, all those things. So, but ayahuasca is not a thing that you hear every day. Maybe the thing was around for a long time, but doesn't mean that people were, that's a common
thing. It's not a street drug, you know that, right? It's not like you can't just nip out and buy a bit of ayahuasca and go home and get ayahuasca'd out your nut. It's not like that.
But well, in the California, can you do it?
Say again?
Sorry, go ahead.
Can you do it in California, Molly? By ayahuasca?
Not that I know of.
No, it's not like a street drug. It's not a street drug, Paula. It's a shaman herb situation.
I know back in 2011, when he was a practicing doctor in Vancouver, he received a letter in the mail from Health Canada warning him to stop using ayahuasca because it's considered a controlled substance in Canada and it needs proper authorization. Yeah. The guy was just giving his patients whatever drugs and just, I don't know.
But... Oh yeah, that's mad. That's a madness. Yeah, that's mad. But from a proper, I'll be honest with you. I've known a lot of people who've done ayahuasca journey, right? And it's
fixed. The difference between a shaman who is used to it and knows how to use it properly than say some Western medicine person.
Of
right?
course. Well, yeah. I mean, allegedly, but of course, right? Because it's, again, what I'm referring to is people, I've spoken to people who've literally flown to the Amazon. They're there for 12 weeks. They're purging for 8 weeks. You know what I mean? We're talking the traditional ayahuasca journey has been watered down for modern people to find themselves. But the traditional way is, it's so incredible. But the people that I know who've done this have fixed 25 years of trauma, 25 years of psychiatry, 25 years of self-doubt, self-hatred. Ayahuasca makes you face what it is you need to fix in your life. And it strips back and makes you face everything that has caused you to come here from your past. It's fascinating stuff, man. It's fascinating stuff, just so you know. And we'll move on from that, but it's fascinating, but it's not a street drug. It's fascinating. It is fascinating. So, anyway, I think He definitely looks gormless, actually. You weren't saying anything other than the fact that the lights are home and no... Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. The lights are on and no one's home, for sure, definitely. But I don't think for the same reason as this picture. He does look a bit dead inside, doesn't he?
He's dead inside on both photos.
Yeah. Oh, no, that could be any Friday night in, like...
You mean every single night of his youth?
Oh, no, my God. No. So this one, Molly. Go below. I want to show this. Diane. I mean...
Mommy. Where did how that's a, that is mad. Now don't get me wrong, this has got to be a tip, like quite a common cut for a lady's dress wear.
Okay? Hold on, Ron, I'll send you some more just to hear. I'll send you some more in the private chat.
No, I'm not criticizing. This is bang on.
Send it to him, Molly, so he can shut up and so he can see he's trying to give Megan a pass. We're not gonna let him give Megan a pass.
I'm with it. Okay. Let's go. Did you just call me a stalker? Who am I stalking?
No, I said Megan is a stalker.
Oh, yeah, Megan's a stalker. Yeah, I'm down with that. Okay. But yeah, teach me a lesson. Let's go. Also, whilst I'm being taught a lesson so vigorously, can you all make sure you like and share and subscribe and share again and then subscribe? I would really appreciate it. Also, make sure you're tuned in on Monday. My true crime series is going to be starting. You'll get a little snippet of it just coming up just shortly. Paula, what has happened? You look like what has happened?
Portugal is playing France.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. She's going to simp out again. Do you need to go and get a beer? Do you want to go and have a cold shower now?
No. I don't know. Their second half, and I think somebody scored, and I think it's Portugal.
How fascinating is Paula? Oh, my God. What was that move?
I understand Cristiano is...
Paula, you're a fascinating creature when you're...
I better not watch it because I'm going to get really stressed out. I'm a terrible person to watch football with. I am horrible to watch it with. I'm so stressed because I believe Cristiano, Portugal, is going to win the Euro Cup. I really do believe it in my heart. Sorry, guys. I know this is not part of the royal thing, but I'm just so stressed. I'm sorry. Get my face off of it. I mean, so let's keep talking. Molly, did you send him the pictures with Princess Diana?
I'm scrolling down my thing.
When you go off on one like that, it's kind of like I get the same vibes as when I watch the Breakfast with the Atwoods show. It's like Paula letting down the Paula, the royal commentary guard, and Paula just simping out over Cristiano Ronaldo.
I'm going to puke if they don't win. I really am going to puke.
I believe you. I
feel sick. I'm watching it with Troy, you know, from the casual fan. I usually have it on a little screen.
Okay, you guys make sure you keep up with the score. No one has scored. It's 0-0 for now. Okay.
This is the second half, though. If not, they're going to go to penalties.
Oh, it does look really creepy, like there's a tiny person in your bed when Siri rolls over to the side.
Yeah, I told you.
It's kind of creepy. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of creepy.
Okay, Ron, I put it in the chat.
Bum, bum, bada, bum, bum, bum. Oh no, Molly.
Yes.
I don't know.
Write down to the ugly shoes. No, Ron, you cannot deny this. Write down to the hideous.
Okay, let's start with the shoes. Okay. So you get a point on the shoes, 1-0 to Molly. All right. The trousers, she's wearing white, she's wearing ivory, half a point each.
Same cut though. Same cut.
Belt is beige. Belt is brown. Point to me. Top. What are we going to do with the top, people? Are we just going to go with color or are we going to criticize for pattern and design? Okay. I'll give Molly a chance. We'll just say the color. Point to Molly. All right. I can't remember what the score is, but either way, Molly's the winner. Right? But yeah, I mean, it's, do you know what? It's almost like she's aware of what she's doing and she wants to go under the radar with it. 100%. Because you can't deny the freaking shoes, man. Ron, what are they?
Ron, she said during the Oprah interview or Netflix, one of those garbage things, that the palace forced her to dress like Diana. But she's doing it afterwards. Yes, but she's doing it afterwards. So what's the excuse now? What is the excuse now?
Yeah, she said that the palace encouraged them to dress and look like Princess Diana. This is what she said.
I mean, I understand seeing, like, sometimes we see Catherine in, like, the same cuts and fabrics as Diana has worn. But when you realistically think about fashion, fashion comes around every 20 years and everything gets repeated, right? You know, so I understand how she's wearing the same cuts. But it feels like Megan goes out of her way to dress like Diana and wear the same things.
But in a way but in a way that's very subtle. Do you see what I'm saying? It's noticeable now you point it out. Mm-hmm. But again, it's almost tactfully done. I tell you what, though.
Actually, missing is the blonde wig, Ron.
She's been doing it from the beginning.
You know she's got that. Yeah. I'm sure. But that's mad. Oh, here, listen, that was my point. So if you ever see Catherine being compared to anyone, it will be because she's wearing like a Dior, classic Dior woman's suit, or, you know, one of these timeless pieces, because there's a lot of stuff in the royal wardrobes that are like classics, if you know what I'm saying. And, you know, I imagine that there's a lot of fashion now that has held the test of time from back there with modern editions and things like that. And I don't know why I see it a lot in Dior and things like that. I don't know what I'm talking about, but somebody can correct me, because I feel like Jackie Kennedy with her sort of suits, that sort of look is sort of carried on. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's the fashion. That's the style and the cut that gets repeated. It's classic.
Thank you for saving me.
Wears classic things. Like, go to the next photo that I sent.
Those are not Princess Diana's jewels, or are
no,
they?
They're not. No, they're
just, right. Just to clarify, because a lot of people, and you know that the newspapers are going back to saying that the gold watch she's wearing is Diana's?
It's not Diana's.
They're going back to saying that. It, right?
Yeah, I know. I did a video about that. It's not.
All right. This is the equivalent of the knockout Tyson uppercut. Right, we're like against the Molly's against the ropes. She's got to pull it out all odds, and she's just KO'd me because
I know what? I'm right. What? Like right down to her to how she has her arms. If you look at Meghan Markle's mannerisms and the way that she moves and puts her arms and facial structure somehow, it's like she studied Diana right to a T.
Oh my God! I just want to say.
And Ron, she claimed she didn't know anything about the royal family. She never Googled Prince Harry. All she wanted to know is he nice?
This is, do you know what I feel like I'm looking at? I feel like I'm looking at two stills from a movie. One came out in the 80s, and this is the 21st century remake of the movie. And they've cast a brunette to be edgy. Do you see what I mean? Uh-huh. Ridiculous. I mean, what? I'm not being funny. I would be very impressed if what we're seeing here, this black square, black square here, was a bit of camera equipment, and she's recreated the camera equipment and the one African dude, right? I'm assuming this is an African dude. I'm just speculating, but I'm just saying, because that's wild. I mean, wow. I mean, she's really leaned into her niche kink. That's all I'm saying, man. I mean, it's very lucky that she pulled, you know, Diana's son, because that would have been a wasted niche otherwise.
She was wearing her perfume. And you know, like...
Yes. That's called a scent
date. That Prince Harry, their first date was on July 1st when he came from France, because he was on an official engagement with Catherine and William, and he took the Eurostar back to England, which is why he was late for the first date. Right. And it was on July 1st because they were from June 30th till July 1st in France doing those engagements. Right. So he got back earlier and then it's July 1st. And that's when she sealed the deal, smelling like Diana. That and, you know, talking about the todger and putting that lip balm on his todger and thinking of his mom.
Yeah, that you know, listen.
Show the next one, Ron.
It was bizarre before you hit the that smelled like his mom, putting lip balm anywhere other than on your lips. And saying that, maybe if it's like a
your nipples for sure. Some people do that, Vaseline or something like that.
I'm sorry.
No, Blue Nomad. Ronaldo is not crying because he's gonna win.
I'm sorry, Paula. Can you just tell us?
You put Vaseline.
No. That's not the part. That take us back to the people you know that put lip balm. They're standing there with their lip balm and they just start chapsticking their nips. Is that what you're saying?
No, you can put it on your if it's like an oily thing, because when you run, oh, you can
okay, yeah, I'm with you.
Not the todger.
Yeah, not the todger. But in saying that, what if it was like what? Let's just say for a second. No, let us not go
Ron,
down that road.
Can you show me next one?
Yeah, I'm putting the picture up. I'm just shutting up and putting the picture up.
Look at that.
Nah. Right? Nah. I'm not giving you that.
Yes, of course.
How could you not?
Okay, I'm going to give you it. I'm going to give you it for copying Diana's image here. But she's thrown me off with the dress. I'm not going to lie. The dress has saved her. But oh wow. I mean, that is the same image again.
You know I'm right. You know I'm right. Just give it to me.
Oh no, you win, but not on the dress. Everything else is mad.
Green dress. Molly, did you send him the green dress when she was pregnant and Princess Diana? Did you send them that one?
No, not yet. No.
Okay. I mean, there's loads. And the one when she had that Moomba, where she's wearing that purple, pink and stuff. And Princess Diana has that same ensemble.
Oh, yeah. Ron would waste his time, right, being a secret Meghan fan, starting up a podcast where all he does is criticize Meghan, okay?
I bet you Ron is a plant. Ron is a plant. He's a spy.
Nah. I just see what I see. And I'm not here for, like, let me just rephrase that. I am here for the truth, and Meghan and Harry have a lot of questionable things that I want to get to the bottom of. But when we're playing fun games like this, if we're going to break it down like before, you went on shoes, handbag, hand position, head turn, all of that. I've only got the dress, so you win this one as well. But that is proper mad, Molly. Mad. You could literally layer those two. If you shrunk Meghan down to the same size as Diana and overlaid them, it would be crazy how close that was to being the same. Molly, you're muted.
Oh, sorry. I was washing the dishes.
Yeah, that's
right. Back in the kitchen again, where I belong.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can call me what you want, guys. Call me what you want. I'm all good. I don't need anyone's validation to feel good about myself. So don't worry. You can call me.
We're just bugging you. You know that, right?
No, I'm not talking to you guys. I'm just talking to anyone who's being serious in the side chat. It's all good. You're allowed to have your thoughts.
Question. Do you think Meghan will show up in a blonde wig and have Harry call her mummy in the bedroom?
I wonder if she's going to show up in one of them dresses that they're 63.
I don't think even in a fantasy like that, she would miss the opportunity to not be called Lady Di or have a title involved in the situation. I don't know if mum would wash with her in this completely made up scenario. Okay. Algorithm. Okay. We're just having a discussion. None of these are facts. None of these are facts.
You know that I did an interview today with Andrew Lowney, the royal author, and he told me that because I asked him about Meghan returning to the UK, and he says that she would have absolutely zero problem returning to the UK because she really doesn't care what people say as long as she feels backed, because she didn't really care when she was bullying everybody. You know, she really doesn't care.
Meghan said this.
No, Andrew, I was saying to Andrew Lowney, he said that she has absolutely no shame and that she's a psychopath, that she has no feelings for anybody, you know, and that she would definitely come back and it's like nothing to see here, you know, like it's up to you if you don't like me, but I'm here.
Yes, I agree.
Oh, thank you, Louis. Did you watch it? It's a very good interview. I was shocked about the things that he said. Like, wow.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. What do you think, Molly, about that take on the situation?
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I'm always muted. I don't know yet. I don't know. I wanted to watch the interview first, and I wanted to figure out first. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, but do you think that Meghan would come back and would?
No.
Do you
think, no, I don't think so. I don't think she would go back. The only way she would go back is if she gets her own apartment in Windsor Castle and gets everything done her way. No, the woman.
No, I disagree. I think if we're talking about Meghan being able to pick what she wants in a situation where she's not desperate. This is her desperation plan, man. This is her exit card. That's why I see it. Also, try and focus. It's Friday. I think I've done 9 podcasts or something this week. Interviews, editing. My brain is mush, Leah. You need to give me a pass tonight because I am running on fumes, my G.
That said, this is going to be my exit pass because I don't
know
here, guys.
No problemo. Thanks for being here.
Cool. Talk to you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye.
So what else?
Well, I was talking to Andrew Lowney about it, but you know, like it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Everything that he told me, I was like, did you know that he told, this he said that Andrew thought that he would be regent. Okay. No, seriously, that he thought he would be regent because of Prince Charles' old scandals. They didn't think he was going to make it as king, and William was too young. And this is why Fergie hung around, because she figured,
oh, yeah, you know, of course she would, 100%.
Oh, my God. And he told me that Fergie gets, and you know what? He corroborated what I said. He said that the girl, that the York girls knew all about Harvey and Jeffrey and everybody, that of course they knew. And, you know, like, and he thinks that there's more accusations coming Andrew's way. And he also agreed with me about the kids. Well, he said that situation needs to be sorted. And he gave me a bunch of information about that. I was like, damn, you know.
Let me just link everybody, because that sounds like a absolute banger, Paul.
Yeah, no, but you should have him on the show. He has
he sounds like an absolute winner.
No, he's a proper author. He's a scholar. Like, so, and you know that he wrote a book about the Mountbattens, right? And while he was trying to get the information, which was supposed to be public, the government said, no, we're not going to publish it, even though the information was supposed to be public, right? For the Mountbattens, right?
Yeah.
And then the government said, no, we're going to stop it. And he spent a lot of money trying to get the information back, you know, for him to write the book. Information about the Windsors, you know, the Traitor King, the book that he wrote, which I read that book. It's, you can't put it down.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he's a proper like author. And they can't discredit him. They try to discredit him, you know, because when you're speaking the truth or something that is too close to the things, they discredit you. They go after you, and they try to discredit him. But it was hard to discredit him because of his credentials. You know, like, he's a proper historian, Westminster University, Cambridge. I don't know how many accolades he has. And but they still try to discredit him.
Yeah. They'll come after anybody that's going against their narrative in a way that can actually have impact, Paula. You know what I mean? Because if you don't have an impact, and you would, for example, you're just a normal person, not an author, having the same views as them online, it's actually better for the psyops to allow the people that have an opposite opinion to you, I let you guys argue amongst yourself. It's individuals like this that will get shut down and will get discredited and will be thrown under the bus. AKA John Wedger knew too much, said too much, almost cost him everything.
But he also said that Fergie, basically the reason why he said, like, there's many reasons why Fergie's still there, because I don't understand why she's still at the Royal Lodge, right? And why there's a resurgence with Andrew and Fergie back on the
list. I think it would be easy to throw a water cooler answer as to why Fergie still got access to things. Do you not think maybe Fergie knows some things about some things?
That's what he said, that they were worried because when they let her... Oh, he said something that I didn't know, that Fergie had signed an NDA. And in spite of having signed an NDA, she was still blabbing and collaborating in books. But they never took her to court. So NDAs, and I can see that same situation developing with Meghan, where she, even if she signs an NDA, I don't see Meghan respecting any NDAs at all. She would just say, so what? Sue me. But
if she signed an NDA in America and then
came in the UK when she married Andrew.
Oh, right.
Bigger problem. But she still went ahead and broke it by cooperating with in some books. And they know that she's the sources and stuff like that. And she was not supposed to be saying all of that. And she's she's collaborating in some books that really trashed the monarchy, the Queen and Prince Philip. I didn't know that.
That's wild. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, because you know how I often say, you know, growing up, there was opinions of Diana, there was opinions of Prince, the Queen's husband, and things like this. Well, there was opinions on Fergie, all right? And she was the grifter of the era. She was the dodgy one of the era. And it doesn't surprise me at all, because that woman is all about the Benjamins, shall we say.
But everybody, whenever I criticize Fergie, the first thing they tell me, oh, but she loves the Queen. She doesn't call out the Queen. And once you go watch my interview with Andrew Lani, because this gentleman, he doesn't put anything in his book or doesn't talk about things unless he has them completely confirmed with, like, just not anonymous sources, you know, like, properly verified. And, like, she's, and the things that she said, how she's trashed the family, they're like, so for those of you, it's not that she's lately being kind to the Queen because she knows where her bread is butter, you know?
Yeah.
But not because she loved the Queen. And that the reason why they never kicked her out is because when she tried it on her own, She went and did all the circuit with Oprah, and not only one interview, quite a few interviews. The problem is that they've curated the internet with all of that, you know. But I was shocked about the things he told me about, and then Meghan, you know, in Soho House.
Well, to somebody just mentioned this in the side chat, George the Giant Slayer had our very own Sean Atwood and the wonderful Michelle on his channel the other day and done an interview. I've just posted a little link to it all. And for those of you who's been following, like I said this at the start, but there's more people here now. So George got back to me. He's coming on for an interview and a live big feature guest for one of our nights. Really excited about it. And we're going to start some content together, me and John Paul, George Paula, opening up collectibles and being big nerds. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take a 2.5 minute break. I'm going to play you the trailer for my series, which is starting on Monday. If you like true crime, if you like things that are a little bit different and you want to get back to feeling like you're being drawn into the content, this is for you. I interviewed Nico Klaus, the Vampire of Paris, about the three main stages and the three things that defined his life before prison. And that was, of course, vampire, cannibal, killer. This man is the definition of a lone wolf. He is a free man now who writes books and does art. And we'll be having a live with Nico next week after the three-part series. You're going to get one episode a night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the live with myself and Nico. I believe it's the 11th. So stay tuned for that and watch the trailer, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Here we go.
Was living with one foot on the next, on the other side, on the other side of the grave, and I was under the shadow of death all my life, as far as I can remember. Even as a child, I was obsessed with graveyards. When I was a very small child, I was obsessed with stories of vampires and things I saw on television. When I grew up and became a young teenager, those thoughts became less rational, and maybe I lost grasp with reality at some point. Walking inside graveyards and trying to find ways to get inside crypts, and walking down the catacombs and being surrounded by those skulls and the smell of decay around me and all those things, I didn't feel ill or sad or depressed. I felt that I was somewhere where I belonged. Like many sociopaths, I'm a control freak. I like to control my immediate surrounding, because if I don't control my immediate surrounding, I lose balance. So it's important for me to control everything more or less. Having control helps me not to fall into that dark, dark pit.
All right, starting Monday, come and join us. It's going to be awesome. And like I said, I put a lot of work into this. I filmed this last year. I spent a lot of time on it, and I'm really excited. So please come show some support on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and give us your input. Also, we're having major notification issues with YouTube at the moment. We were trying a couple of things this evening, and I think it's sort of hindered our notifications. So if you guys can share, that would be really awesome. On Monday, stay tuned, because we're going to be announcing our guest for Friday, and it's a massive one. Big shout out to Paula for setting this one up. It's you guys are going to love it. That's all I'm going to say.
You'll find out on Monday. Our guest will be live Thursday on the Daily Show, and then I'm doing a big pre-recorded interview that will go out during the Friday show. And you guys are going to love it.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. So
and the guest is so much fun. I really love her. I really love her. I think she's amazing, and she's one of the most popular YouTubers. She's
serious heavyweight. We're talking serious heavyweight. Yeah.
Heavyweight. Let's put in the chat to see. Let's play a game. Who do you think is going to be? We're not going to talk.
Don't react. Okay, don't react if someone guesses it.
I'm not going to react.
Let us know. Tina, how are you? Is this our Tina? This is our Tina? I don't know if it is. That may be a different Tina.
It's not the aftermath.
Oh, no, of course, it's the aftermath. I'm a dumbass.
Put it in the side chat to see if you guess it's this YouTuber. Yeah, it is a female because I opened my big mouth and I said she. Megan, no, Megan.
All would crumble under scrutiny. I feel
Pitana,
like
no. Pitana is a huge YouTuber, but no. I mean, she's not one of our regulars.
No, but she's part of the founding family.
Yes, but not. Yeah, the Mexican community. She's part of the Mexican community. Yes.
Stop giving them so much. You're giving them too much.
Do you know how many Mexicans?
No. We're shutting this down. Paula would not do well under like.
I can't lie. You know,
interrogation.
I really can't lie.
She would crumble. You would crumble under interrogation. That's all.
The night before yesterday, I was playing cards at the farm. And if we were with the candles, because there was no electricity, and they can still see that I was winning because I couldn't hide it. You know, it's like, and they can see it when I have a bad hand too, because they go, oh, and they bet higher. You know, it's like, oh.
Yeah. Well,
so, I'm not going to even read the side chat because I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, don't, because you will, because you're.
I can't help myself. I'm sorry.
You're something else. You really are. You're something else. Well, listen, everybody. Let us know in the side chat if you got any questions for us. Paula, have you got anything else you want to throw?
No. I mean, people have to understand that there's one thing that you please go subscribe to Andrew Launey because he's amazing. He has his podcast that's about all of that. But we should have him on the show. Do you want me to invite him?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, see if he's available.
He's available anytime. I can invite him anytime he'll come here.
Let's see.
We can't have him in the group because he like.
That's fine. Ask him about the 26th or the
19th. July?
Yeah, this month, yeah.
That's far away, isn't it?
All right, the 19th. See if he'll do the 19th then.
Oh my God, 19th. Yeah, okay. 19th of July, sure. What time?
Yeah. The time that we start, 8:30, man.
But then it's gonna be with the whole group. Why don't you do it in the Royal Flash News?
Oh, no, we'll do both. Just say if he's interested, and we'll do a live on the News.
I'll send you his number because he'll be kind. He'll be.
All right, you know, I forgot. You missed the staff meeting. So everything's been restructured. So you don't have to worry about too many people. It will be so. For example, it'll be you and me, maybe one other panel member for when the guest's on. And then when the guest leaves, other panel members come in. We're stripping it back a little bit so that we can have more streamlined content that's a bit more entertaining. And we've got segments that are launching and a whole bunch of stuff. So I'm excited. So don't worry. So just see if he's interested, and then we'll figure out.
He will come. I can send you his number so you can contact him directly.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So.
He's a very interesting person. Yeah. I mean, I want to invite him to come and do a whole show on the Mountbattens and another one.
Oh, yes.
Guys, I could not believe the similarities between the Windsors, Andrew and Fergie, and Harry and Meghan. It's like before the internet or before big press, and then we have our King's brother and Fergie with press, and then we have now the internet. And we talked about whether the royal family is going to survive the internet, you know?
Hang on, I just need to answer Isabella's take. I am. Okay, I am reaching out on my own a lot more now, just so you know. I do a lot behind the scenes for the channel, so I am trying to sort of bring more to the Friday table. I know I'm a straggler, Isabella. I know that I'm just being propped up by Paula's awesomeness. So all credit goes to Paula. I'm not taking any credit for anything, but honestly, I am trying to find interesting people and sort of bring them in, because all the people that you're mentioning, all the people that you've suggested, we've already reached out and things, and Paul has reached out, I've reached out, and all this kind of stuff. So we've got a lot of.
So you don't see them in the channels because they don't respond or they don't want to come. That's it, really.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, it was my mum's birthday today. It is my mum's birthday today. I was staying at her house last night, and she has the worst fold out couch bed in the world. It has been designed to torture me. I am super low energy. I'm exhausted. So
okay, let's go then.
We're going to keep it a tight little show this evening. And I just want to say, please, please, please come and support me on Monday. If you're a viewer of the Daily Show, please come and check out the new format. Massive guest this week. And listen, Mary, I'll be honest with you. Paula is the backbone of all of my royal everything, the Daily Show, the Friday Show, everything. If it wasn't for Paula working with me at the start, this wouldn't be happening. I wouldn't know Tina. I wouldn't know Michelle, Letitia.
Oh, Tina, that was so nice. When Tina was with
Andrew,
you.
Andrew, Molly.
But no, everyone. Like Tina was this morning with you, right? Because my electricity went.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the thing. Amazing. All of this has happened because of you, Paula. You've brought all these amazing, positive people together. You know, I think tonight I've seen a completely different side of Paula on a live stream. I don't know. Has Paula been giving off different vibes tonight? I feel like she has let a guard down or something. She seems relaxed and fun and cheery. Put a one in the side chat. There's a noticeable difference.
Well, I'm very happy because you know what? We managed to... I had, sometimes God puts you, I really believe that God doesn't give you more than you, what you can handle. Kind of, I know you don't believe, but I do. And it's like, you think it's really heavy and everything, but we found somebody who donated sink sheets and all kinds of things, you know, because we covered the whole ceiling today for the shelter.
Oh, hell yes.
I get so emotional about it. I feel so happy. I feel so relaxed about it because I felt guilty going to sleep and I knew that, you know, like they weren't having proper shelter. But now I feel so.
Am I speaking a foreign language or something? 429. I'm saying how Paula has been the backbone of all of this royal creation with me. And if it wasn't for her, we all probably wouldn't have this little community, and she deserves credit for all of it. And I just want to say, if you've not, Paula, this version of you, I'm loving. Chilled and you're relaxed.
I've been very stressed. But when I'm stressed, it's because of the school. It has nothing really to do with me. It's the school. And I get stressed because I can't help other people. Yeah. And it's like a big burden, you know, but just the fact that we were able to cover the entire thing. And then this big donor, he's even bought concrete blocks. Remember that wall that we could never finish and stuff? Yeah. He's gonna finish it, so the kids are gonna be secure. They started building it today, and he bought fast cement. I'm so excited. I am so happy. Yes. I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. You know, and I'm whew, awesome. You know, like for that, I'm really happy about that. You know, so I'm very, very happy.
I'll be honest with you, Maya. I used to say this all the time, and I've not said it in a while, and it does deserve to be reiterated. How much I appreciate you, Paula, how much time you give up, how much a friendship has bonded behind the scenes. And I just want to say,
so much cement makes me happy too.
You just interrupted me mid really nice sentence. I was saying nice things about you, Paula.
Thank you.
High fives.
But it's really nice. It's really nice, Ron. You know, like it's really nice. I always find that, you know, I do find that a community is always better than being on their own. And it's always, you always, you know, like people here in the side chat, they become a community because we see their regulars, right? Yeah. And they talk to each other. For example, the lady who lost her dog, you know, like people, I think we do feel for her. At least I do, because I can relate to that. And it's like, and I've had people coming on the side chat or send me emails saying, thank you, you know, for letting us vent on the chat and stuff like that. So that's nice for them, you know. So you better be thankful that we're not Meghan Markle so that they block the
cover. That's it. Exactly. But I will say this. A lot of people need to learn how to give constructive criticism in a way that won't be picked up by me as an attack on anybody moving forward, because I'm just saying, I'm all for constructive criticism, but there's a way of delivering things in a way that defines polite constructive criticism over being a okay.
Did you put the link to your show on Monday? Send it to me so I can post it on my community page.
Matilda, something like that. Yes. Okay. Something very
much. You know what's a terrible thing? That Ron and I have that. So you can
I'm part of the diverse crew.
Guys, Ron and I can start talking about a flower and suddenly the conversation is talking about landing in Mars. That's how bad we are.
That's because of the flower. No. Right. Okay. Hang on. If I can see if I find this flower, right? I'm just saying you're saying that like I'm the crazy one. Okay.
Okay. No, I'm just saying that we talk about all kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, that flower picture, you're lucky I can't find it. Paula, if you've never seen the flowering of the dragon fruit, which Paula, oh my goodness me, what is happening?
Lady Leticia. Hello. Where are you, Lady Leticia?
Hello, guys. Am I?
Okay. That's how good our internet is. No, all right. Brilliant. Andy is doing good. I spoke to him last week. I'm very good at helping people who are in Andrew's situation recover through other financial means online. So I'm actually helping Andrew with a bunch of stuff right now. Well, we're going to start next week. So I hope when that all kicks off.
Our Andrew. Leila Tisha, hello. Thanks for joining me yesterday in the live.
Can you hear me?
Oh, she's there.
Yes. Great.
Yes, we can.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks for letting me crash your show too, right at the end. Were you guys leaving?
No, but you're getting
not now. You're an easy 20 minutes of free content right here. Let's go. Easy peasy.
You look amazing, both of you.
Well, that's because that was an image of me. That was a fabulous image of me you were looking at there. This is the train wreck we're dealing with today. Welcome. But how are you? How's your week been? You and I are talking about doing a twice a week show as well. So stay tuned for that as well, everybody, because that's going to be a riot. I'm just saying.
Yes, it's going to be hilarious. I know, because Ron is a comedian first.
No, you're just a fantastic audience. Okay. Like when you've got a panel member that gets the jokes and knows, like, okay, we need to fill this with something. I'll give this one. That's all I'm looking for. And we're
starting on
show format and all the rest. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
I want to say hello to the side chat too. Hello, guys. Thanks so much for supporting us and being a part of our show. It really means a lot. These two people work extremely hard, Ron and Paula. They are extremely hard workers, and what they put into this is amazing. So that's why I was like, I gotta get on. I gotta get on, because
have you had a few cervezas? Have you had a couple of Chardonnays this evening?
No, not yet.
Okay, well then that was lovely and from the heart. Then I just want to say thank you very much. But I will say, as far as the work on this show goes, it is. I mean, I work hard for the channel, but I mean, I'm trying to do so much more for this show, for everything that we're putting together here. But I want to do it in a way now that isn't repeating and all this sort of thing. So I'm excited.
Oh,
and No. It's just about formatting it for entertaining the side chat, and I've got that format now. And I think you guys will like it.
Drunken night with all of us. I think we should do it. For reals.
Yeah. But that's going to have to be on my channel. We're going to have one night when the fireball nights are going to be after parties on my channel, where I don't have to worry about, you know, Sean's. It's like don't drive irresponsibly in your friend's car.
Right. You know,
I'll drink. We'll go crazy over on my channel because it's just I can relax a little more.
Yeah. I understand. Like, we did a live yesterday with Victoria, Pidina, Lady Leticia. I was so glad to see you and Pidina together, Lady Leticia. I hope you invite
her. Me too. She's awesome.
I heard from the channel. You have her number.
I do now. I will. I'm going to reach out to her and see if she'll mind you know, coming on one day. Victoria's going to come on next week, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And like I say, this is this whole little community, other than Victoria, who I knew through Jen and Sean beforehand, all of this has come from Paula's willingness to give up her time to prop me up and make me look good for the last year. Basically, even though the illusion's worn off now, you all know I'm a dumbass. It's been well over a year. Well over a year.
We should have some type of little party, like a little celebrate Paula.
No, don't do that. I feel really supportive. But we could do, you know what, tomorrow I'm doing a live with Cynthia, and hopefully you can join me tomorrow. I'll send the link to you guys. So we're going to do a drink-a-thon, you know, like the Canadians.
Oh, drink-a-thon. Damn. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, it's going to be like, it's two Canadians, you know, Canadians taking on the monarchy, and we're going to analyze Meghan Markle evilness or insanity. We're going to go. Yeah. It's going to be wicked. You know, I hope we can.
Can I just say, if there's anyone under the legal drinking age, if there's anyone under the legal drinking age watching, we're responsible adults. Okay.
We're not driving anywhere. We're sitting in our homes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. We're not driving or anything like that. We're being good little citizens.
If anything, we can fall off the chair, and that's about it. You know.
But listen. We can make it interesting. We can try, because we've got these things called wheelie bins in Scotland, and I'm pretty sure if I have an empty one at the top of a hill, it's a big, massive trash can made out of plastic that's about 5.5 feet long, with two wheels on the bottom. If I lay one flat and run and dive head first into it, I think I could pilot that to the bottom of a hill if I have enough fireball. I'm just saying. All right.
Well, I wanted to ask you something, because you know I sent you the thing with Megatron, right? That do you think that there's no man, right? Do you think that, like, remote control?
Oh yeah, no. It'll be, there's multiple ways that robot could have been controlled.
Shut up.
But more than likely, it was done through like a couple of big levers, and then the guy's actual face and body being used to control the arms and legs and things.
Okay.
It all could also be random automation, where the mouth is where and the face is where their focus is. And the arms and everything are reacting through multiple chains of code that are picked and selected at random to activate. Do you wish you hadn't asked now, Paula?
No, actually, I want to know, because the guy looks so real, Leticia. You should see him. Even the way he looks offended, and it's like, you know, in the voice. Like, yeah, it's a huge robot. I told P. Dinah, yes. Said she's going to come and have a chat with you for making fun of me.
P. Dinah's No. Me and P. Dinah.
She's thanking your ass, that's for sure.
Sorry. I spend more time with you than anyone else in my entire life, Paula. Okay? More time with you. I have the right to bust your chops whenever the goddamn hell I please. Right? I have earned that right. Do you know what I'm saying?
I got to tell you something really funny. When I was in Canada, my friends, you know, Pat and stuff, they go, oh, here's my little wetback friend. And everybody was insulted. And I'm like, I thought it was the funniest thing, you know?
And
people were insulted. I don't understand why people get insulted for others when I'm not insulted, you know, so I'm okay with that.
Right, because one of my best friends, she says, this is my black girlfriend, you know, and I'm like, oh, I'm so not offended, because we're so BFFs, and, you know, we joke, like, and it wasn't even a joke, it was like, that's how we talk to each other. I'm not offended, you know, I don't get offended easy.
It's one of those situations, right, where Paula and I will go off at each other. And it's like, if anyone else talked to Paula like that didn't know her, they'd get a slap. I'd give them a slap. Do you know what I'm saying?
But right.
Paula and I are definitely those two little yappy dogs that you just leave to deal with their problems in the corner. And then they go, 2 minutes later, they're like sharing a toy and everything's friendly again.
Yeah.
Because it's so good to have people like that you can debate with, that you can push against. And then as soon as the discussion's over, it's like, right, margaritas. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We have to have Ron in our channel. I want to do like a live with you and some of the girls, and just have one of the boys. I'm going to have a boy and amidst all the women, you know, like, and just going to. Right, Leticia?
I was raised by two women. I know what cuticles are. Okay. I almost
got a lipstick developed when I had 117,000 subscribers, and I know way too much about things to do with makeup and women's fashion.
I have rainbow nails.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a secret. Okay. These tapes actually exist. My mother used to be an award-winning fashion show creator. So shops would come to her. She would do their fashion shows. She won awards. She was on holidays all the time. She forced me to be a free child model in these fashion shows that were themed because she's so quirky and creative. One year I had to play Cupid, who would go out from the fashion show and then hit a guy in the audience who was a model with an arrow, who then fell in love with one of the models on stage, and then the whole story played out. I was in a golden diamante reflecting sequined tunic, like what koga. Okay, child, free child model, the shame. Okay, these are out there. Okay, these tapes are out there. And you know damn well we're gonna watch them one night. I'm just saying.
I wanted to start a Star Trek content because I'm such a huge Trekkie, you know. And I want to reenact every episode, but from the old Star Trek, the original Star Trek.
No, listen, that is the worst suggestion I've ever heard. Do not support this idea. Big fail. Livy, I'm exhausted tonight. I'm being honest with you. I'm kind of glad that we're winding it down. I'm exhausted. So next Friday, big guest from Monday, new series, new format for The Daily Show. Next week, we're starting the new format for here. It's a whole bunch coming. I'm a disappointment. I will.
Guest on Thursday, right?
Oh, yeah, they'll find that. Livy, I will wet my hair and go and sit out now in the cold breeze until I catch a sniffle just to teach myself a lesson. In your honor, Livy. When people walk past me, they're like, Livy made this happen, mate. Livy made this happen.
Yeah, I'm going to go too, because now I'm going to go to sleep. I can relax. I don't have to worry about the rain or anything. I can rain for as much as I like. I don't care anymore. So, well, listen,
I'm going to, if you're ducking out, Paula, I'll pick on Lady Leticia.
No. I'm going to let you guys go too.
Too late. Paula's already left. Ha ha. Got you trapped here now. You can't leave me alone. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. You're conscious. I'll eat away at you, Lady Leticia. Okay. So I'm going to ask you two questions. And then we'll get out of here, right?
Okay.
So three movies that you're stuck on a desert island with. What are your three movies?
You've done that before, but I'll give you some new ones. Okay.
No. If I'm properly displaying like senile old man things, like repeating questions, then this is the most embarrassing moment of my streaming career, and I'm getting out of here now. Okay.
You did it with me and Samantha. Yes.
Oh no. Don't dig the hole deeper, Leticia.
Okay.
You just threw me under the bus again. Right. Okay. Listen, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for putting up with this nonsense. We'll see you back here on Monday. Sean's got things over the weekend that I should be talking about, but I've forgotten. I am done. Love you all. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.